Doing well, guys. How are y'all doing today?
We're good. What does elimination game for Vandy tonight against Stanford? By the way, 5:45 on WNSR for pregame. What does that mean for Tim Corbin? Does that mean all pitching hands on deck? Are there certain untouchables? Tell me how he operates.
Yeah, I think with this being an elimination game, like you said, George, you don't ever want to look back on it and think, oh, if I would have only, you know, if I would have only thrown a pitcher one more inning, or if I would have, you know, had a chance to throw somebody else. You don't want anything in the back of your mind like that. So I would say, with the exception of Leiter and Rocker, who started games 1 and 2, I think everybody is on the board and ready to go. It'll be interesting to see who they start. I assume it's going to be Patrick Riley, who was their number 3 starter throughout the season, or Christian Little, who took the majority of their midweek starts. Neither has pitched in nearly a month. Riley started the game 3 of the Georgia Tech regional. I don't think Little has pitched, George, since his outing in Hoover for the SEC tournament over a month ago. So I think that'll be interesting, that decision, but I would think either one of them have a short leash, and they will go to Murphy and Maldonado as quickly as needed to make sure they get to that Friday game.
So you think in a 9-inning game, this has got a chance to be 5-6 innings of bullpen?
Absolutely. Now, I would say, if you're asking for a best-case scenario, I think you hope that the starter gets through the lineup twice. So that's getting through the 4th inning, maybe through the 5th inning, and then you turn it over to your guys in the bullpen, your 2 guys in Maldonado and Murphy specifically. You may see McIlvain too. But whoever they need to get the job done, because I assume that if they can get to that Friday game in a rematch with NC State, they're going to throw Rocker on 6 days rest, and then assume that they will have a good chance for Rocker to get deep into that game, and you maybe see those bullpen guys again at the back half of Friday.
Under Tim Corbin, do all these pitchers know this before this game starts?
Yeah, I would say Coach Corbin, Coach Brown, they are very clear with their expectations for this game. And I would say, really, it's not too different than most of the postseason games, and probably not that different from most game threes in SEC play throughout the season. Because typically what you've seen is Rocker goes late into the game Friday and Leiter goes late into a game Saturday. And then you've got some combination of Little or Riley starting those game threes during the season. And you know, maybe they make it through 3, 4, 5 innings, but it's a pretty rested bullpen on those Sundays. So I think this year you've seen them go to that bullpen early on Sundays, and I think that would be a plan tonight once a starter gets maybe twice through the order.
So give me some thoughts here. I don't pretend to know anything about Stanford baseball. You kind of told me when they get to their third starter that it really gets shaky for them.
That's right. They are known for their offense, and they are known for their 2 starting pitchers. But once it gets to that third guy, it'll be interesting. Now, of course, some people may say the same thing about Vanderbilt, right? That they've got 2 top 10 picks in the first round next month. And then after that, who knows from there? But I would say the starting pitching advantage definitely goes to Vanderbilt in this situation. But Stanford is known to swing a hot bat, so I know Vandy will have to put some runs on the board tonight too.
Watson, say hello to former Plaster intern, Drew Fan.
Drew, does it mean that we would throw Rocker in the first game against State if we do win tonight? You think that's a given?
I do. I really do. And some of that is precedence. So when I was a senior on the 2011 team, in the World Series, that's what we did with Sonny Gray. He pitched that first game on Saturday. And then when we faced Florida in an elimination game Friday, where we had to win that game to force a Saturday game, he ran Gray back out there. And I think the reason for that, Watson, is because you get almost a full week of rest. There's one shorter day, but it's still longer than the 4 days off that the standard Major League Baseball starting pitcher rests. So I think you do see Rocker on Friday. However, I'm not sure that you necessarily see Leiter on Saturday. I think with it being 2 days shorter of rest for Leiter, since he started on Monday, I don't think he comes back Saturday. And another reason I say that, Watson, is because they sent Leiter back out for the eighth inning on Monday. He had had about 100 pitches and finished with a little over 120. And I think by doing that, I think Vandy was saying, hey, we're going to prioritize saving our bullpen for Wednesday, for Friday, for Saturday, as opposed to potentially trying to bring Leiter back early. So I think you'll see Rocker on Friday. I think TBD on Saturday. Maybe the starting pitcher, Riley or Little, who doesn't pitch tonight. And then I think Leiter would be lined up for a Game 1 championship series start.
Yeah, and does Drew, wouldn't that mean we would catch NC State's number one guy in the second game if we were to win the first one?
Correct. That's my educated guess on that as well, Watson, is because that Friday game is not an elimination game for NC State, I assume that you would see their number three so that they could hold their number one if they win to start Game 1 of the championship series. But if they have to throw him Saturday to get there, then much like we talked about with Vandy tonight, it's all hands on deck.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. What a difference in the old, I call it the old double elimination way of doing things. This is what this is. Boy, it really makes a difference when you lose, doesn't it? And it doesn't matter if it's Game 1 or Game 2, because you really play the same number of games if you get in the loser's bracket either way.
That's exactly right. You play the same number of games on the exact same days. So you're right. They're no different than the first round of the NCAA tournament, the regionals. If you lose Game 1 or you lose Game 2, it doesn't matter the order in which you do it. You're still going to have to win multiple additional games to get out of that bracket.
Drew, the last thing I'll throw you to Terry. We haven't been dominant in hitting most of the season, but we sure haven't in this tournament. What is it? Can we break out of this? Is this just the way it happens sometimes? Or have we just run into really good pitching and there's just not much we could do about it anyway?
Yeah, good question. I think there's a mixture of all of that. I certainly think there's some good pitching, even going back to the East Carolina Super Regional. You're facing two really good arms from East Carolina. And then as we get into this tournament, Saturday's Game 1 and Monday's Game 2, you're facing two more really good arms. And so I think you're seeing some of that. And then, you know, baseball, you play so many games because there are streaks. There are good streaks. There are bad streaks. But the Vandy offense led the SEC in batting average, I think just a tick under 300, and led the conference in slugging percentage as well. The ball has been flying out of TD Ameritrade a little bit more than in years past. So they definitely have it in there. And against Stanford's offense tonight, Watson, I think they're going to have to score some runs to win. So I think tonight may be as good as ever for those bats to wake up a little bit.
It might be the right potion for us, just to get us going again, Drew. If we let the bats loose a little bit tonight and maybe win in a little higher scoring game, it might loosen us up and get us ready for the big two.
Yeah, that's right. And looking back on Monday's game, the old baseball saying is that solo home runs don't get you beat, but you know, I think Monday was the exception to that rule, because besides that one home run, there was not much else offensive wise for either team to talk about.
Yeah, Terry,
Drew, you know, Vanderbilt obviously shut out for the first time all season in that loss the other day. Do you think Tim Corbin maybe tries to with Enrique Bradfield and maybe with Javier Vaz to try and get some motion going on the base paths, maybe start some runners, try to steal, do a little hit and run? Do you think he does something like that to try and jumpstart them?
I do. I think that's a great thought, Terry, and I think Coach Corbin is right along there with you. Just like it's an open bag on the mound tonight, I think the same thing on offense and the same thing in that third base coach's box. He has not been one historically to shy away from action and from being aggressive and pushing the pace. And sometimes, to Watson's point, that's what can get an offense going. Sometimes it's a hit and run that sneaks through, or a double steal, or a safety bunt that a defender throws away. I think that's some of the aggressiveness that we may see tonight and through the rest of this tournament as Vandy continues to survive.
And then second thing from me, who is it, do you feel like, other than Bradfield, who's obviously hitting at the top of the lineup, who is it that you feel like really needs to get going, really needs to have either a good outing on the mound or be a presence in the lineup that's going to contribute tonight in order for Vanderbilt to be able to win this game?
Yeah, I think two names come to mind for me, Terry. Number one is Isaiah Thomas, who led the team in hitting in conference play this year and had a great season. Obviously, the grand slam against Georgia Tech to catapult Vandy into the Super Regionals. I think he's a good candidate to get going. And then Dominic Keegan as well. He, a three-hole hitter, 360 average this season for Vandy, and grounded into a double play in the ninth inning the other night with Young drawing a leadoff walk on first base, which I know is a tough situation for him. But I would look for those two guys in the middle of the order. 8, 9, 1, and 2 have really done the damage for Vandy from a lineup standpoint. So I'm looking to see if those 3 and 4 or 5 batters can jump in there tonight too.
George?
Drew, who do you think is now the favorite to win it all?
I think it's got to be Mississippi State. You know, last night, Virginia had them down 4-0, had a no-hitter carry to the eighth inning, and wasn't enough. Couldn't hold the lead. And Mississippi State is a really, really good baseball team. They're in a prime position along with NC State. NC State is hot, George, but I think Mississippi State is the combination of being in the prime position and then being a very talented team.
Interesting. Good stuff. Listen, really appreciate all of the commentary you've provided. Let's hope there's a reason to keep on talking a little bit.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll look forward to a Doors win here in a few hours and joining you guys in a few days.
Drew, appreciate it as always.
All right, see you guys.